T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, September 20th, 2021. We'll talk a little bit about the Red Sox and the Patriots. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. Find out what everybody did over the weekend. Producer Dan's girlfriend is really good at getting funny audio at Patriots games. And then we answer the question that nobody wants to know the answer to. Did Kennedy and I hook up many years ago? Blech. A lot of interceptions in the Patriots game yesterday, and thankfully it was not our rookie quarterback.
Yay.
It was theirs.
Here comes Wilson, deflected. It's reeled in and intercepted on the play by J.C. Jackson. Wilson. Intercepted. Picked off by Adrian Phillips. Third down and 4. The time inside. Wilson. Intercepted. Third of the day. The second today for J.C. Jackson. Good time and downfield and intercepted. Picked off by Devin McCourty. Fourth interception thrown by the rookie quarterback. He got a block by Duggar, and he takes it inside the Jet 35.
Meanwhile, the Patriots and Mac Jones get their first win, his first win ever, and their first win of the season.
We love to see it.
Yeah, 25-6, I think, was the final score.
Yep.
And we play the Saints this weekend. Is that game here at Gillette?
It is.
It's a 1 o'clock game. That should be a pretty interesting game, I think.
I think we're going to blow them out.
Yeah, you think so? I like that. I like that thought.
They lost like 35-7 yesterday, so
right. Love that.
It bodes well for us.
And if you missed the afternoon game with the Tampa Bay Patriots, it was Tom Brady and Gronkowski. It looked like 2012 in that piece yesterday. They scored 55,000 points in that game. Gronk had 2 touchdowns in the first half. It was unbelievable.
Everybody's aging backwards in Tampa Bay. They got Benjamin Button disease now.
That Florida sun, baby, does he good.
Tom Brady's hair is getting better. I don't understand it.
The Red Sox got a win too. They won 8-6. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games, Kennedy.
That's such good news.
And they now sit atop the wild card spot over the Blue Jays and the Yankees, and also I think the Athletics.
Let's go, boys.
Never doubted them for a second, Kennedy.
And I know, Kennedy. I appreciate that.
You know
that.
Me.
Yeah. I really appreciate you guys always supporting the Red Sox from day one to
You're always
today.
A naysayer, Kennedy. Nobody wants those naysayers.
Sometimes we have to reel you back in.
I know.
You're just always on the edge.
Well, that's true.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
I love it when you share your Good Vibe Tribe stories. If you know somebody or a story that should be featured, drop me a text at 617-931-1234. A group of Marines in their dress uniforms trudged through floodwaters near the Pentagon last Thursday. They helped a stranded motorist. A torrential downpour had flooded a number of roads in that area, and the Marines pushed the car out. The best part is the video. She says, the Marines are going to help us. This is the most American thing ever. And in the comments, she added, as an immigrant, we don't see this sort of thing in the country that I grew up in.
Wow.
A couple in Cincinnati named Karen and Tobias Thompson adopted two sets of twins in one day in order to keep siblings together while spreading the love. They're now the parents of two 14-year-old and two 9-year-old sets of twins. The two pair are step-siblings, and she said, we had an empty house, an empty nest, and then we ended up with four.
That's so many kids.
That's a lot. It's a lot all at once.
Mumbai, India has the world's worst air pollution, and now a 23-year-old who grew up there is developing a way to capture the soot and other polluting particles in containers so it can be turned into building tiles and other useful stuff. Last September, you may remember this story. One of the creators of Jelly Belly, his name is David Klein, he announced he was retiring and he would be giving away a candy factory Willy Wonka style.
Right, I do remember that.
Now, it's not the Jelly Belly factory. It's another one that he owns in Florida. It was an elaborate treasure hunt. 50 golden tickets were hidden, one in each state. And before the grand prize riddle was announced 4 months ago, they had no idea who was going to win. The winner ended up being a 39-year-old by the name of Andrew Moss from Colorado. He found the winning golden ticket buried under a bridge in Kokomo, Indiana. He's now the proud owner of a 4,000-square-foot plant in Florida that makes the sandy candy and other treats. There's just one problem, Kennedy.
What?
He isn't in a position to move his family to Florida to run the business. He was just in it for the thrill of the hunt. So Klein, the owner, is still giving him the factory and then is going to buy it back from him.
Stop. Wow.
Yes, because he wants him to have the money. Ugh. So apparently he's going to maybe give away the factory to somebody else. Over the past year, 35,000 people were solving riddles and searching for golden tickets in all 50 states.
Wow,
each initial
nuts.
Ticket came with $5,000, a cash prize. It's unclear how much Andrew will get when Klein buys back the factory from him.
That's weird to me. Don't join the gigantic giveaway if you don't want the prize.
Well, you know, it's kind of like going on The Price is Right, and then you win the big thing at the end, and then they're like, oh, you owe us $25,000 in taxes.
They'll give you an option to take a cash out. Like if you win a car, they'll say you can take this money instead.
Right.
I guess it boils down to how profitable is the candy factory? Because I would move my family if it was making
bank. You don't know that. If you have all your family somewhere else and if you're a caretaker for older family or you just don't know. And, you know, we know there is a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers due to the pandemic. Many drivers were older and underpaid. So when COVID-19 hit, they decided it wasn't worth the risk and retired. And this is how bad things are. We are the first to do everything here in Boston. A teacher in Boston said that his school had to hire a party bus with stripper poles to transport kids on a field trip.
Yes.
There is a photo he posted.
They're way more fun. There's lights.
They're awesome.
There can be bubbles sometimes.
They're comfortable.
I mean, there's seatbelts.
It's way safer.
There's air conditioning.
Jim Mayers teaches high school English, and he said a student even asked him if they were real stripper poles because they hadn't seen one before, to which Jim said, same. So how did this happen? He said the school didn't have a driver, so they made arrangements with a charter bus, but that fell through midweek, and they'd promised the kids a fun day, so they made it work with the party bus.
I love that.
He posted on Twitter, he used his 15 minutes of fame to encourage people to call their local elected officials and demand massive structural investments for the education system, including paying all bus drivers, facilities, and operations staff a competitive salary with compensation and benefits.
Yep.
And this is going to be your field trip chaperone destiny.
And you know somebody still complained. The kids got to go on a field trip and you know.
Yeah.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, we always love it when people like to quit their jobs publicly, very publicly. So I'd like to introduce you to Beth McGrath, who worked at a Walmart in Pennsylvania for nearly 5 years, and she just had enough.
Attention, Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We're told that we're replaceable. This company treats their elderly associates like... To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Manage it and this job, I quit.
It is one of the best TikToks I have ever seen. This girl is unreal.
She praised all of her fellow associates before she walked out as well.
Yes. Said, I love all of you.
Attention, Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We're told that we're replaceable. This company treats their elderly associates like... To Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Manage it and this job, I quit.
I just love when they drop the mic at the end. Sam, you got to go all the way through with it and drop it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
We always like to start our Monday show with opening it up to you to find out what you did over the weekend. Maybe you won your first NFL game as a quarterback.
No big deal.
You're right. 617-931-1234. You can call or text into the show. Something big that happened over the weekend. I don't know. Maybe you got married in a ridiculous over-the-top wedding. Or maybe you had a divorce party. Maybe you quit your job right over the PA system. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of funny. So again, 617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know, what was your weekend like? How about you, Kennedy?
Well, like the biggest thing I did on Saturday, I went... Saturday morning I had brunch with a couple of my girlfriends.
Love that.
Lucy, the new restaurant at the Colonnade, has finally opened back up, and our good friend Chef Nick has got it all running like this, and the food was so ridiculously good. But I had to not eat too much because I knew I was going to the Big E that night to see Billy.
Kennedy went to the Big E to see Billy Idol.
I did.
That it is wild.
It was a good show. He played the hits. But he played like three. He has a new EP that he put out on Friday, and he played three of those.
Billy. Oh.
I would listen to them on the way up, just in case.
Sure.
But
I just imagine you in that crowd.
You don't understand. It was out of control. It was so much fun. It wasn't. I don't think it wasn't as fun as when I saw him at the Orpheum. Maybe just because you're packed in tighter there. Mm-hmm. But it sure was great to see some live music. It really was. People were in good moods. Mm-hmm. You know.
What was their policy there? Are you masked up in this show? Are you outside? Are you vaxxed up? Any of that stuff happening there?
No.
It's just all willy-nilly?
They had a mask mandate if you went indoors, and they had some, you know, some places that were like a big tent, and then they have the, you know, it's for all six states. So it's not just like a Massachusetts State Fair. It really is the New England State Fair. And so they have buildings that have been made to look like the state capitals or city halls or whatever.
Right.
So when you go in there, you were supposed to wear a mask. Okay. And I say supposed to.
Right.
I did. You know, not like I'm better than anyone else, but I just did what I was told because that's what I do. And but other than that, no. I mean, you were outside.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't that crowded. We got there kind of late, you know, about 5 o'clock maybe. Mm-hmm. So I feel like.
Was there an opening act for Billy Idol or he just
heavens
comes out?
Heavens no. Yeah. He came out. He played like a solid hour.
Right.
I knew like they went back for an encore and I said, we're leaving right now.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't stay for the encore?
No. Not waiting for
you didn't wait for Rebel
around,
Yell.
Some of the people that we played it. Oh. Some of the people around me. I just didn't need to be on the road with them, so I just said, "Let's just go." Plus, we had parked the car, like we didn't park in the parking. We decided to take one of those $10 park here instead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was doing the, "Hey Siri, where's my car?"
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, because we came out a different entrance.
Right.
Oh.
It's a big place.
It's how it goes.
Large.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I could lose my car in a small parking garage, you know, at the Target for crying out loud.
I'm feeling attacked.
Right. So, but anyway, you know, it was a little bit of a long drive home, but I'm glad I went. I got my
How
dilly
long
is dog.
The drive there?
2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I got my dilly dog, which was the one thing I wanted to try.
Yes.
Okay. Did you eat anything fried that normally shouldn't be fried?
A dilly dog.
What is a dilly dog?
So you take a pickle and you hollow out the pickle and then you put a hot dog in it and then you bread it and you deep fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Don't knock it until you've eaten one.
That just sounds like a lot.
It was a lot. I had about 2 bites, but it was good. I'm glad I had it.
From the 781, I finished hiking the New Hampshire 4,000 footers.
Holy cats, that is fantastic.
Wow.
That is quite an effort.
From the 781, I was not planning on it, but my fiance and I bought our wedding bands 6 months before until the big day.
Pulse.
Well, that is cool.
You need to do it.
We had week number three of trying to get our family photos, which got canceled again because of the bad weather. It just started to rain again on Saturday when just like, we've been planning these photos for like almost a month now.
And they were booked yesterday when it was a stunner.
Well, yeah, you just, you know, it's tough.
No, for sure. I get it.
Yeah, we spent all day at the lacrosse field yesterday.
Right.
And then we did do a big project at the house yesterday. If you want to see some amazing work by me and my wife and my son, Kennedy, go to my Instagram. We went and bought some like pavers. We'd gone for the walk to the north end. So me and Barrett and Landon the dog, we walk over the north end. It was wild. It was just
a beautiful Sunday, of course.
There was had to be 50 people waiting in line outside of Union Oyster House. Or not Union Oyster House, Neptune. Neptune. And it was like 11:30 or 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because you have to get in line for brunch.
Yeah, I guess so. It was wild. So anyway, while we're walking over there, we have this tree that sits out in front of our house, and it looks like death worn over, like it's about to die or something. And we're walking by all the fancy houses in the Gaslight District, and we're like, oh, look at this. We could do this. So we went to the Home Depot, and we did it.
Wow.
I know.
Check you out.
I know. I try and get on my level.
You revived the tree back to life?
But the tree looks better now because of what we did at the base of the tree.
I mean, it might be dying, but it looks good at the bottom.
It's just distraction. That's all you have to do.
From the 774, I went apple picking with my friend from Missouri.
Prime fall activity.
Connor's Farm has the best apple cider donuts. So much fun. From the 603, I built my Traeger and smoked chicken wings and pork tenderloin. Hashtag women power.
Yes.
Smoke goddess.
Smoke goddess. Yes. I love it. Annie, how about you? How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. Friday, I went to dinner with my dad and then ran home so I could watch the new episode of Ted Lasso, because that's my new favorite thing to do on Fridays, because it comes out on Friday. Saturday, we went down to Cohasset. We celebrated Rob's birthday with his aunt and uncle. His auntie Jen made the best meatballs. Oh, I had so much Italian food this weekend. I'm surprised I'm not 70 pounds heavier. The garlic bread, meatballs, whole thing. And then we went over his best friend's parents. I got to meet them, which was awesome. It's just so funny going in and they're like, yeah, you're from Quincy, aren't you?
Oh, because he's Cohasset people.
Because they're the beautiful people. No, right. but they're not like that. They're all townies and they're cool. And then Sunday, actually, Casey and Taylor, who came on our show, they opened Salon 120 West in Southie.
Right.
We had them on because they opened the salon during the pandemic. They had an event yesterday. There's a kid, Mike from Quincy, has been taking care of his buddy Al, and he wants to take Al to Disney World. Mm-hmm. So they did this awesome event. Everyone that came in for haircuts, they donated all of the money to Al to their trip.
Stop it.
There was raffles. It was awesome. It was a really, really beautiful event. And then we went out for the game.
How about you, producer Dan?
Well, this was Brittany's last weekend of food, so there's a lot of food-related stuff.
Yeah, Brittany's having weight loss surgery on Wednesday. We're actually going to check in with her on Wednesday on her way there to see how she's doing.
Yes. So Friday, we went to this Chinese place we both love right by our house called Chengdu.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down to eat. And inside, when you're sitting down, it's kind of a smaller area.
Yeah.
So you can hear what's going on with other people. And right next to us is a couple. They're probably in their early 60s, I would say. And there sounds like they're on like a second or third date.
No.
Like they're an older couple who's getting back out there.
Yeah, sure.
And of course Brittany hears them, and they were so engrossed in their conversation they forgot to order.
Oh no, stop.
So Brittany turns and goes, oh my God, that's so we end up making best friends with Linda and Barry.
Of course.
Started talking to them.
Oh yes, for the rest of we were friends on Facebook, the whole thing.
Yep.
They met on OkCupid. We learned about what attracted them to each other's profile.
Oh my God.
Their dates are going swell.
You might be the best man and best woman at their wedding.
I'm telling you, I've never been to a restaurant with Brittany where she didn't just turn around and end up talking to somebody else.
I'm the same way. Lana hates it, too.
I'm the Lana.
Yeah.
I'm like, Brittany, they're on a date. Don't bother
I'll talk to everybody.
And the lady goes, don't you tell her not to bother me. I was like, my bad. So we did that. And then Saturday, we had a one-year-old's birthday party, our friends Amy and J-Rod's daughter, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's Jonathan. He comes from a big Mexican family.
Right.
So we ate delicious homemade Mexican food. And then watch kids get spun around, blindfolded, and try to hit a pinata.
Yes.
Sounds like we all had a lot of good food this weekend. Mm-hmm. We went to a restaurant that was new for us for the first time. It's on the Cape. It's called Sam Diego's, and it's a Mexican restaurant. Oh my God, Kennedy.
I know you're a big fan.
It takes a lot to
make you say that.
I know.
For the Mexican food.
Just like, it was so good, and it was family friendly. We sat outside, and it was like 72 degrees.
Beautiful.
And the best
sounds
margarita.
Like sounds like
love
it.
That. Love
San Diego
that for you.
Stamp of approval.
And then Sunday, we had the coup de grace, the big final meal.
Yes.
We spent 20 minutes in the wine section of the liquor store because she was freaking out, panicked. She couldn't figure out what she wanted her last wine to be.
I really should have called Auntie Kennedy.
So what we did is we settled on two wines.
Yep.
Of course.
Red and a white, and make it a rosé at the end.
She ended up drinking most of both.
Yep.
A great last day. I cooked her a big steak. We made some rice pilaf and some corn, and she had a great last meal.
I'm so happy.
From the 339, my weekend was the best. I won tickets from us to go see Dierks Bentley.
Yay!
That is from Lynette in Duxbury. Glad you enjoyed that. My boyfriend and I attended our first wedding as a couple. in super, super, super Western Mass, which is a different time zone, I think, Ashley Falls.
Yep.
And it was gorgeous and so fun. Dave from Plymouth went to Martha's Vineyard with my family for my son's cross-country race. And from the 475 went to Lookout Farm for hard cider and donuts. A lot of people doing that fall stuff now.
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So the 73rd annual Primetime Emmy Awards are in the books. So spoiler alert if you were taping, and I'm going to talk about winners here. Netflix was the big winner this year with a record 44 trophies total after their 10 primetime wins. Here's sort of a little montage of all of your winners.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
The Emmy goes to Hannah Waddington for Ted Lasso.
Brett Goldstein, Ted Lasso.
Julianne Nicholson.
Evan Peters, Mare of Easttown.
Peter Morgan, The Crown.
Jessica Hobbs, The Crown.
Gillian Anderson, The Crown.
Tobias Menzies, The Crown.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Scott Frank, Queen's Gambit.
Olivia Colman, The Crown.
Josh O'Connor, The Crown.
Ted Lasso,
The Queen's Gambit.
So Ted Lasso took home 6. The Crown took home 7. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's
it. And 11, respectfully, Ted Lasso, Best Comedy Series, The Crown, Best Drama Series. Mm-hmm. Big news, history was made. RuPaul made Emmy history by becoming the most awarded person of color in the show's history with their 11 wins, which mm-hmm. is pretty fantastic. And the show opened with a tribute to late music legend Biz Markie, featuring Cedric the Entertainer, LL Cool J, Mandy Moore, Rita Wilson, Tracy Ellis Ross, and many more.
But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
That was a very cool opening. It just kind of set
awesome.
The tone. Yeah. Little Dickie out there. I was dying.
He's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
I saw one of the things that was trending was interesting last night, Kennedy, was hashtag Emmy so white.
Yeah.
In that, you know, they had the people were saying that there was great representation throughout the awards presentation of black host mm-hmm. and lots of people involved with it. But as far as the actual winners, it was all white winners for all of the major categories. Mm-hmm. So just interesting that as much as we try and be more inclusive, that for some reason it's real tough for people to break through.
Need better stories,
right?
You know what I mean. Yep. I think like shows like The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone on that cast white? I don't watch that show.
Yes.
But yeah, it's some. Yeah, you, yeah. Do, do
it's
know what
about
I mean? Right,
aristocracy. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need more.
I was surprised Michael K. Williams didn't win last night. I thought he was going to be.
Well, they'd already voted by the time he passed away.
So no, I was surprised regardless.
I could not get into that show.
Yeah.
I tried really hard. It just wasn't for me.
That's a slippery slope for me too. Yep. Should someone get an award just because? That they peg, it's
right.
I understand what you're saying,
no,
but it's, yeah, it's a tough balance.
Yep.
But
yep.
when you look at it and you're like, wow, nobody of color won any awards last night for
That's
acting.
That's not true. RuPaul won.
Well, RuPaul is a reality show. I'm talking about actors and actresses.
If you think they don't act on reality shows, sir, you
That's
are,
true.
You are not watching the same television
they
that
sure
I am.
Sure do.
Okay.
So thank you very much. But Taylor Swift surprised everyone with a new re-recorded song. She's set to drop the re-recorded version of Red in November, but she shocked the world by releasing her new take on the 1989 song, Wildest Dreams. She is, and the reason that she did this is because the song has been being used on TikTok as of late.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she made the switch, which means that everyone who's a Swiftie is going to make the switch, which means Big Machine will stop getting money for all of those TikTok songs.
I'm telling you, she's playing chess while they're playing.
She's unreal. Yeah. She's unreal.
Good for her.
And if you happen to be, I don't know, down the Cape this weekend near Chatham, you might have seen or heard that Bruno Mars was in the house.
What?
Yep. He played a wedding at the Chatham Bars Inn over the weekend. It was for the son of the CEO of Motorola.
Yes, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, that's why they can afford Bruno Mars to do a wedding.
They brought in a chef chef Mario Carbone from Carbone in New York City. It's my understanding that they also brought in a lot of staff with new uniforms and new everything for the wedding. However, they paid every single person who worked there who might have had working that night but didn't, because they brought in staff.
Awesome.
Which I think is pretty cool. I don't know really much else about that, except he came on at around 11:30. They thought he was supposed to play around 10. People were just lining. It's like much like the beach house.
The mixed beach house.
It's the worst kept secret in the world where
right.
it is. And that's fine. And it's so small, people were watching. But if you really want to watch people go from thinking it's wonderful and happy and lovely to just the opposite end in the vitriol, there's a Chatham Facebook page. Wow.
So I was.
Wow.
We were down there this weekend, and there was a guy on the radio on Y101, I think it's the station, and he was giving every detail like he had been there. So he said it was about a $20 million wedding.
I heard 10, but all right.
And he also said that Bruno Mars got about $6 million for the performance.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It happens all the time.
My wife went and found the couple's registry. Holy smokes. Just the party yesterday, like the going away party, like the finish up party, was like a 6-hour Sunday brunch or whatever.
I'm all set. There's no reason for that.
Why? It's not like they have to go to work on Monday. They own the company.
It's ridiculous.
No one at that wedding is punching a clock.
Well, somebody did at some point to be able to afford it.
You have to work if you own it, in fact.
The servers are punching a clock.
So in any event, if anybody was down there, saw anything cool that we all missed, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop us a text, 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
So if you guys were in the locker room before the game, what would you say to the team to hype them up?
Listen, boys, this is not about us. This is not about our country. This is about New England right now, okay? This is New England. This is New England's game. This is the coming home party. This is the Mac Attack party.
Yep, salt
and side
earth.
Of fries, six-piece McNugget. Let's go put 60 on them and send these boys home.
So that was producer Dan last week at the Patriots game, getting audio from drunk people.
My soulmate.
Right? They were tailgating.
It's part of my job. When I'm at an event, I try to go and get some man on the street stuff for the show.
Which we love.
Which is funny because producer Dan's girlfriend was with him, and she was off doing the same thing, but her own spin on this bit, walking up to random people at the Patriots tailgate party and asking them if they're into murder podcasts.
Well, the first clip is her asking Dan. And he wasn't very happy to answer the question.
Hi, babe. We're here sitting in the parking lot of Gillette Stadium for my second football game, and I have a very important question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite murder podcast?
I've only heard the one, My Favorite Murder.
That checks out. I like it. It's a good one.
There's two ladies, and a lot of people get killed.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we're going to see today. You know, some ladies.
Because we're going to kill the Dolphins?
Yeah!
See, I brought that back to what's actually happening here.
And then she moved on to find someone that, you know, shared her passion a little bit more so than Dan, which was good.
God, I'm so tell me who you are, where you're from.
Jordan Nicosia, and I'm from Swampscott, Massachusetts.
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you listen to true crime podcasts?
Yes, I do, all the time.
What's your favorite one?
Crime Junkie.
Me too! What's your favorite? Tell me, I love true crime. I don't love sports. So, what is your favorite true crime story?
Oh my God, I have so many. I don't even know where to start.
Thank you so much for sharing this passion with me.
I love it.
I hope you have a wonderful whatever this day is.
Yeah.
This is what I came here for.
I took her to a suite at Gillette Stadium.
It's the what's your name, where you're from for me. She is so trained.
She learned from the best.
It's the fact that she's found people, though, probably who are there. Maybe, you know, they want to see the game too, but they have alternate you know, interest.
She found her
life.
People.
Yeah.
Again, this is producer Dan's girlfriend. So he's off talking to drunk dudes or raging in the parking lot at Gillette Stadium. And she's walking up to random people asking about true crime podcasts.
Finding the women who are rolling their eyes at said people raging in the parking lot is what it is. Yeah.
So this next one, we get down to the nitty gritty of what specifically do you like about true crime and the JonBenet Ramsey of it all.
Oh.
So what's your name?
Karen.
And where are you from?
North Reading.
North Reading. So we're here at a football game opening season day thing of football. very important question for you. Do you watch or listen to true crime?
I do. I love it.
Yes? Oh my goodness. What is your favorite? Tell me.
Ooh, I really like, okay, this is going to sound creepy, but I really like people that disappear, trying to find them.
Okay. All right. Do you have like a favorite story? Like who's your favorite true crime victim?
Okay. My favorite true crime victim. Oh, I know they didn't disappear, but the JonBenet.
I love the JonBenet Ramsey story. Like heartbroken for her and her family.
Yeah. It's crazy. I still need to know what happened.
Same. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
And enjoy the game.
She's so pleasant at the end. She's so kind, thanking them for their time.
We're getting so heavy of heartbroken for JonBenet's family.
What is happening?
Enjoy your day.
But enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
She just did this, didn't tell me anything about it. Sent the audio to someone else on the show.
Yep. She sure did.
I haven't heard any
and
of
for
this.
For that, we're thankful. She
all right,
sure
last
did.
Audio. Last audio, Andy. What do we
the
have?
The last one, she meets kind of a kindred spirit. And this woman and Brittany, they share the same love for snacks.
No. What's your name and where are you from?
Melinda Brockton Mass.
Excellent. My name is Brittany. Great to meet you. So I hear that you also know nothing about this game.
I'm here for the snacks.
Tell me, what did you bring today?
Everything. Like burgers, dogs, two kinds of dogs, chicken, macaroni salad, wow. Potato salad.
I love going to parties where there are snacks. This is not notoriously easy to get to for a snack. Help me understand why we're here for the snacks.
New quarterback's name is Mac, so it makes you think of snacks.
You know what? I like what you think. Last question for you. Very important question. Do you listen to true crime podcasts or true crime documentaries?
No, I'm sorry.
Listen, we had a good thing going.
I know,
it's all right.
I ruined it. I blew it.
No, listen.
But it won you over with the snacks.
Yes, I love that. I don't get football. I'd be here for this next one.
God bless her.
Iconic. I love her so much.
A star in the making.
Dan, you are going down the power rankings really fast.
I know. Just, you went from first to second.
I'm going to walk in on her Zoom interview and start doing her job.
She might be surprised that the pay's a little different over here.
I know. She would have to take a distinct pay cut to take my job.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, who was shot trying to protect her dogs from being dog-napped, sat down for his first TV interview with CBS Morning's Gail King, where he described in detail what went down during the attack. Here he is talking about how he knew he was probably going to be shot.
I was scared. I was in pain. I had a feeling when they came up, pulled the gun on me, that I was going to end up being shot. Because in my mind, I was like, there's no way that I'm not going to fight for these dogs. Mm.
The bullet pierced Ryan's lung. Doctors wound up having to remove portions of his lung. And he said the people in the ER who saw me that night told me they didn't think that I was going to survive the evening. However, how he's been doing since the shooting, he says some days are good, some days are not. And he only had nice things to say about how Lady Gaga has treated him since the attack.
She's helped me so much. She's been a friend for me. And after I was attacked, my family was flown out. And I had trauma therapists flown to me. And I stayed at her house for months.
Wow.
So I hope everybody out there who was like, where is she?
Yeah, what is she doing?
Just because she doesn't show it off doesn't mean. Mm-hmm. She said he stayed at her house for months while friends comforted me. Security was around me because, you know, she was away in Italy filming. He recently created a GoFundMe page. We've talked about this to help him on this spiritual journey that he went on. He kind of just got in a car and decided to just drive around the United States because that's where he felt safe. And he said, LG is very supportive of me on my journey right now, saying, I know that doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but she totally gets it.
I love that.
Miley Cyrus hit the stage at Milwaukee Summerfest this weekend and got real with the fans after performing a few songs. She kind of went behind the stage for a moment and came back. And when she came back, she had this to say.
The lights were off and I went back to Stacey, who's known me since I was 12. We've been in this band together since I was 12 years old. And I said, you know, I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack. But I'm just going to tell you about the experience. And the experience was because, like everyone else for the last year and a half, I've been locked away and isolated. And it is very stunning to be back in a place that used to feel like second nature. Being on stage used to feel like being at home. And it doesn't anymore because of how much time I spent at home, locked away, and this is very drastic.
She said the last year has resulted in people being more open, and we're allowing people to see us in our most vulnerable, our most isolated, our most hurt, our most scared states. And I think that's something that's very empowering. I think by being honest, it makes me less afraid.
I saw a video of James Arthur performing over the weekend, and there was 60,000 people at his concert.
Yeah.
And he was just like, it was overwhelming. He said to go from not being allowed to be around anyone and then hearing 60,000 people sing his song, there was just so many emotions.
It's so jarring.
Right.
You know, I mean, even when we went to the Zac Brown show, and I love crowds. I thrive in them. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is way too, it's just when you're overstimulated.
Yeah.
And for Miley, who's been performing for the better part of her life, it to go back to that and have people screaming her name and screaming her songs, It's a lot.
And I think Tashera was so remarkable to take the moment and say, here's what's happening, here's what I'm going through. I took a breath, I feel better, and let's move on. It was fantastic. So what would you do if I told you that Lil Nas X might do some collabo with the Teletubbies?
Oh, what?
Okay.
I don't even think that's surprising at this point.
Nothing is with him.
The Teletubbies tweeted at Lil Nas X asking if they can get a feature on his next album, to which he replied, all right, bet. Me and Tinky Winky on the hook. Dipsy and Poe in the verses, and we'll let Lala do the outro.
Yes. Yes.
That's how he got Billy Ray Cyrus. He just sent him a tweet.
You might recall he has worked with Elmo in the past, so this wouldn't be a first for working with that. And in related Lil Nas X news, he's already raised tens of thousands of dollars for different charities thanks to that baby registry he did on his website, welcometomontero.com. Basically, each song has a different charity attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go check it out and donate some money, he has done some seriously good work for some seriously amazing
such organizations. Such a good person.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
1041.
You can call or text the show at 617-931-1234. Something was said on the show last week, and immediately afterwards, we got this text that said, you and Kennedy hooked up 30 years ago? So here is the audio that listener was referring to.
But then when we got back to the office...
By the way, this is during Rose's last Thursday.
But then when we got back to the office, it was obviously like absence makes the heart grow fonder and the sex hotter because it was just on fire. Then this week, like last week when we came back, it was just like heat, heat, heat. And this week, it's just like cold and distance.
Huh.
And I'm wondering, like, did he find someone else?
I just can't get over having sex at work.
Yeah, we work in different places.
You're right.
Really? Carson?
30 years ago.
So? Same.
So there it is. Kennedy made that comment, and we met in 1999. Kennedy was acting in a show at a theater, and I was working in radio. We became friends. Mm-hmm. I was recently divorced, and you were recently divorced.
Yep.
So we were both single. Kennedy actually used to babysit my daughters.
I did.
Because I did the afternoon show, and their daycare closed at 6. And my
they charge you $10 a minute.
I know, My show ended at 7, so they would start racking up the dollars, so Kennedy would pick up the girls for me.
Sure would.
So the question is, 617-931-1234, do you think Kennedy and I ever dated? That was the question. And the...
The responses are...
It's a lot of strong opinions.
My goodness.
And so it doesn't even have to be hooking up. Do you think we even went on a date?
Yeah.
Do you ever think we went on one date?
Yeah.
What do you think the chances of that are? So, would you like me to read some of the responses, Kennedy?
I've been waiting here with bated breath.
From the 617, no bleeping way.
That was my personal favorite.
It's succinct and to the point.
If you did date, that's an episode of Roses that I would love to hear.
Amazing.
I've listened to you guys for so long, I can't even remember how long I've been listening. But I'm going to go with, no, you haven't dated before. You two work together way too well, in my opinion, to be lovers.
Lovers.
Oh, my God.
And even using the word lovers doesn't feel right, so I'm definitely going with no.
My favorite one. Definite date. I can totally see you guys going out to dinner. Maybe one thought it was the other, and the other one thought that we were just friends, and there was an awkward ass hug at the end. So good. So good.
From the 339, I've had that relationship, and I think you've gone out and as friends, and we'll always be friends. So that's interesting. So do you want to address this, Kennedy, or do you want me to?
You can go right ahead.
No. Please. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, you gotta even.
Go ahead. Tell everybody the story. So, again, we met in 1999. We were not working on the radio. No. We met outside of radio. Yeah. I was working in radio, and just Kennedy and I became friends.
And that's it. And that is where it sat for this many years.
That's true.
And that's fine.
Yep. We never went on a date together. In fact, shortly after I met Kennedy, I started dating one of the girls in the show, this girl, Jenny. Mm-hmm. And I think, were you dating a friend of mine at the time? Or did I know somebody
Mike.
You were... Yeah.
Mike.
Did I meet him through you, I think? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you guys all became best friends. Yeah. You were the biggest fish in the smallest pond. Yeah.
Right.
You should have seen them walking through.
I can tell you, though, when I first started dating Lana, there was a little bit of jealousy. Just, you know.
Well, what we do is so ridiculous.
Right.
I spend more time in a room alone with you than most people ever will. And, you know, and that's a hard thing, I think, to understand at first. And I think now she's just like, thank God I don't have to have him for those 5 hours. She's
all
yours.
She's grateful for
If Carson ever came up missing, the first two suspects would be Lana and you.
Yep.
100%. Fact.
But regarding the thing I was talking about.
Was hooking up at work. Yeah,
Which definitely happened.
Yeah, at the radio station, it did.
For sure.
Yeah, that happened.
A couple different radio
stations.
Kennedy,
you said same.
I did, yes, of course I did, 100%.
What's your story?
Here?
Here, no. Memphis, yes.
Memphis?
Sure.
Really?
I dated the night guy, are you kidding me? Of course I did.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
You did it in the studio where we
Not
were doing the morning show?
Not in the studio.
What, your office? My office?
Not your office. In my own office, thank you very much, sir. Wherever the cameras weren't. You know.
So stressed out.
That took a turn.
What are you going to do? Right? You work completely different hours. You've got to go where they're at, Annie.
That's true.
Annie, you ever hooked up at the office?
No.
Dan?
Was he ever like, hurry up, it's 3 minutes for the song ends.
Maybe.
Oh, back in the day, the songs were much longer, Dan. We didn't have Lil Nas X. We had 5-minute songs from 50 Cent.
It was a strange, strange time.
Oh, my God.
He's getting married next month, just FYI.
Send him this audio.
No.
Please don't. He seems very happy.
No romantic connection between Kennedy and I ever. Always very dear friends. What do you have for the dirty coming up, Kennedy?
All right, so we're going to talk about the Emmys. They happened last night. Plus, Taylor Swift gifted us with another song. I'll play you a little bit.
From the 617, I can't believe I missed the answer. I went into a parking garage and I had no signal.
The answer is yes. They got down and dirty. It was sticky and sweaty.
Right here in the Mix studio.
Almost ruined the whole show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.